好，议程四，南区斜坡上的野生动物。野生动物。这个议题是由司马文议员提出，地区发展文件2015年4号。我们欢迎发展局的代表出席会议，渔农自然护理处湿地和动物护理主任执法人石仲棠先生。而家先请司马文议员介绍呢个议程。
Sure, Chairman, members, after wild trees, we can talk about wild animals. My office is receiving an increasing number of reports of snakes and wild pigs near and in residential areas in the south side. Of course, people are happy to see more animals coming back and the return of wildlife on the one hand, but on the other hand, people are worried about damage to slopes and property, and people sometimes don't know how to respond to encountering a snake or encountering a wild pig. And people are asking for advice on whether it's dangerous. So I hope that the government can update this council of whether there is indeed an increase in wildlife in the southern district, and whether we can expect that to continue in the future, and whether what we then should do about that. Are these concerns from the members of the public real? I mean, are wild pigs dangerous? If they are, what do we need to do about it? But if they're not, can we tell people not to worry? I had the other day a call from somebody of a wild pig at Victoria Road, and people very worried about what that could do to them. How should they respond when they meet a snake or a wild pig? And what type of animals can people come across, and how which ones should they worry about and which ones should they not worry about? So I've seen some of the report here today from AFCD. So maybe in addition to my questions, AFCD, could you one, indicate the locations of these 52 reports that were there in 2014, where were those wild pigs, snakes, and civet found? Do we know the locations of those? And could you let us know how can you have a better relationship with the local district councillors? How can we know that you got the reports, and how can you involve us in the follow-up responses? So those would be my additional two questions with our new, and AFCD could maybe spend some time on going through that. Thank you.
好，先请石仲棠先生。
多谢主席。咁首先我就先讲翻我哋个整体嘅回复先。咁其实香港嘅好多市区嘅边缘地区咧，都为咗好多野生动物咧，提供咗好多好适合佢居住嘅自然栖息嘅地方嘅。咁但系呢啲野生动物咧，如果一旦去闯进民居嘅时候咧，咁佢哋就有机会造成一啲滋扰嘅，甚至乎咧有机会咧对公众咧构成一啲安全嘅威胁嘅。咁其實喺2014年咧，署方咧總共係接到52宗咧有關咧野生動物喺南區市區邊緣出沒嘅個案嘅。咁其實呢啲個案咧，主要咧都係因為野豬啦、蛇啦同埋果子狸嘅。咁野豬嘅個案咧，其實咧係去到48宗嘅，蛇係3宗，果子狸1宗。咁當我哋署方接到呢啲個案之後咧，我哋就會咧聯絡嗰個事主啦，為佢咧提供咗一啲預防嘅建議啦，同埋亦都會希望咧就能夠咧用一啲預防嘅方法咧去減低呢啲野生動物對佢哋造成嘅滋擾嘅。咁講翻野豬啦，因為佢嗰個個案嘅數目都係比較多嘅，其實喺對於一啲野豬經常喺南區出現造成滋擾嘅個案咧，我哋咧會咧派一啲同事咧落去做一啲實地調查嘅。咁喺2014年咧，我哋總共做咗17次嘅實地調查嘅。咁嘅地點咧都會係有唔同嘅地方嘅，例如有赤柱嘅馬灣啦，亦都有龍躍徑啦，柴灣嘅龍躍徑啦。咁其實佢個分布嘅地點有個案都有啲幾廣泛嘅。咁我哋 一般咧都會咧會派同事落去睇翻點解呢啲野豬會經常咧去到呢啲地方出現啦。咁亦都會建議翻咧相對嘅物業管理公司咧或者政府嘅部門咧去採取翻一啲預防嘅措施嘅，例如咧清除咧吸引野豬食物嘅來源嘅。其實據我哋嘅調查咧發現咧，其實絕大部分嘅個案咧，野豬咧都係因為咧俾一啲我哋棄置嘅食物咧吸引咧，去到我哋居住環境嘅附近咧去覓食嘅。咁所以我哋就覺得預防嘅措施係非常之重要嘅。咁所以我哋就會揾翻相關嘅部門或者管業公司建議翻佢啦，例如佢哋建議佢哋停止餵飼啦，亦都清除一啲戶外嘅垃圾啦。咁我哋都會建議相關嘅部門啦，如果喺許可嘅情況之下咧，就會建設一啲欄杆啦，或者圍網啦，去防止呢啲野豬咧由啲郊外嘅地方走到民居嘅範圍嘅。不過咧，野豬咧都係有機會咧構成咧威脅嘅，亦都有機會危害到公眾嘅安全嘅。如果我哋發現個案咧，那個滋擾嘅持續係不停佢不停咁去到一啲市區嘅時候咧，而沒有而冇一啲相對適合嘅措施嘅時候咧，咁我哋會考慮咧會安排呢個狩獵行動嘅，咁以妥善去解決呢個野豬對公眾構成威脅嘅情況嘅。咁喺公眾教育方面咧，其實咧我哋會向受影響嘅居民啦，或者物業管理公司啦，去提供一啲建議啦，亦都派發一啲小冊子啦，簡介翻咧避免受野豬滋擾嘅方法啦，亦都會講解翻咧見到野豬時咧見到野豬嘅時候，我哋應該注意嘅地方嘅。咁其實咧野豬又好啦，蛇或者果子狸都好咧，其實啲野生動物咧，大家都唔需要過分去驚慌嘅。見到佢嘅時候咧，其實同佢保持翻個距離啦，唔好有直接嘅接觸啦。其實咧都唔會話構成一個好即時嘅威脅嘅。咁我哋都會同啲市民講解翻嘅情況啦，亦都會喺一啲地點嗰度咧，或者掛一啲 banner 咧，或者一啲 poster 咧，去教育翻、提醒翻啲居民咧，唔好去餵住一啲流浪啊或者野生嘅動物嘅。咁如果市民受到野豬嘅滋擾或者其他野生動物滋擾嘅時候咧，佢哋都可以咧致電1823咧通知咧我哋處方去跟進嘅。咁如果野豬或者其他野生動物咧對市民嘅財產咧或者人身安全構成威脅嘅時候咧，佢都建議佢咧立即咧打999報警求助嘅。咁就關於剛才議員嘅提問咧，亦都講到個地點，其實嗰個個案個地點個分布都幾廣泛嘅。咁我昨日都提過咧，野豬咧嗰個出現咧我見到係最近咧喺嗰個赤柱嘅馬灣嗰個情況咧幾令到我哋關注嘅。我哋都有同事咧落去了解翻個情況，亦都見到咧係因為有啲市民咧佢係培養咗一個餵飼野豬嘅習慣啊，令到佢哋好多野豬咧吸引咗喺某啲地點嗰度咧經常出現嘅。咁針對呢一個情況咧，我哋都轉介咗食環署同事去跟進啦。咁亦都佢哋都跟進咗。咁我哋都派同事咧去到唔同嘅時間啦，去到呢啲地點嗰度咧，睇下遇唔遇到呢啲餵飼嘅人士咧，會即場同佢講解翻嗰個情況嘅，亦都建議翻佢咧唔好再繼續去餵飼呢啲野生動物嘅。咁就暫時我講嘅係呢一度。
好。陳李佩英議員。
係，唔該呀主席。其實呢剛才處方都講話係見到我哋赤柱嗰處呢係好多野豬，呢個係事實嚟㗎。如果你話啲人餵係咪淨係佢哋餵就會有，唔餵就冇呢，咁其實啲野豬呢係搵緊嘢食㗎嘛，佢冇佢咪走曬入嚟社區，走曬喺馬路嗰處囉。危險咪一定會有㗎啦，甚至乎你一隻蚊一隻老鼠都有危險啊。老鼠有時啲阿婆瞓喺張床度，佢同埋佢瞓咪咬咗佢手指都會咬耳仔都有啦，係咪呢啲。我望隻我望隻野豬咁大。嗰啲野豬呢有時令到嗰啲小巴一行到嚟殺雞殺唔切，有好多小朋友係冚崩咗個鼻梁，又有好多人投訴。咁其實我哋市民接到呢啲咁嘅個案呢，咁我哋係有職責係點樣去處理。你哋當時就話係先圍咗啲鐵欄先啦， 但是鐵欄沒可能全個鐵欄圍曬的，又危險了，人行不出入來，頂不到出入去。同時你看到我們馬坑的樹，個個都晾衫晾曬在樹，整個曬埋鹹魚的嘛，是不是？那你即是沒得可以去做的這方面。我想是那些設施網你圍了他們又拿出來，那是做不到的。那是不是唯一一個就是說，你們一定，如果我們這麼多的問題等待你們同市民解決，你們是不是要有一個正式的指示，說如果野豬是多得滯，是我們可不可以真的去射殺它呢？如果不可以的時候，是不是真的會令到有危險呢？它會不會真的會咬人呢？那些牙好像很厲害的，野豬那些牙就 很厲害的。咁好似你刚才你话系蛇啊咩成啊，咁呢啲讲远啲啦，好似而家啲流感啊，咁雀鸟啊，咁都有问题啦，系咪？嗰啲老鼠咧，我哋最多嘅喺万坑村嗰阵时，嗰阵时成对对嘅喺个渠度，你睇到，咁老鼠你都会落药道噶喎，系咪？老鼠夹啦，药道啦，咁你野猪系咪有啲咩方法？俾佢哋食咗，或者佢温温顿顿，或者系点样咧？咁系咪要少啲咧？佢越生系越多嘅喎，系咪？佢好粗生噶嘛？哇！如果生到将来咪好似人咁多，咁啊点处理？吓、你都以前我哋唔见噶，而家都见到啦，啲猪见到咁犀利，一群嘅，一对一对嘅，而家系嘛？即系几十只几十只咁走出嚟，咁我谂呢个咧系要你哋要伤脑筋啲咯，系嘛？唔该。
罗建熙议员，
多谢主席。其实呢，利东村过去嗰一段时间呢，即係呢大概两个月度呢，咁都我都听过几次啲街坊係都有一啲嘅反应，都话不时见到一啲野猪喺唔同嘅地方出现嘅。咁但係呢，即係同一时间亦都好多人呢就同我哋讲呢，即係同渔护署讲嘅话呢，或者去报警嘅话呢，其实就等于去殺佢咁上下嘅啫，即係同你殺咗隻猪系冇乜大分别。咁就叫我哋咧就唔好报警啊嘛，大家相安无事咁。咁啊，当然咧，即系我自己个人嚟讲咧，我就都好相信，即系呢个大自然咧系对我哋人类嚟讲咧系一个好重要嘅资源啦。而我亦都好相信咧，即系人类活喺呢个大自然底下咧，对于自然界嘅东西咧系应该有多少少嘅尊重，亦都要有啲习惯。野猪当然看上去是一个比较我即係佢样子唔算好和善，好和蔼可亲，好似猫咁样，唔同即係唔係嗰啲啦，即係佢个样子有啲狰狞咁样，係令到大家有啲驚，咁都好合理我觉得。咁但係我想睇下，即係都希望渔护署呢，即係头先讲树木啲根突出嚟都係嗰个问题。其实我觉得呢，大家喺一啲公众教育上点样去令到大家習慣喺个自然，喺人类其实都係自然一部分，我哋唔係即係要去独揽咗呢个地球嘅，我觉得呢一个系一个好重要嘅一个教育嘅信息嚟，咁所以我都希望渔护署嘅，除咗喺即系因为我见到你嗰个回应里边咧，即系有一句嗰度写到话，哇！如果野猪有可能构成威胁同埋危害公众安全啊，先滋扰时俗，咁就会安排狩猎，咁我就觉得有啲担心嘅。咁但系我希望即系呢一个嘅狩猎嘅行动咧，永远都系最后嘅一个最后嘅一个方式，即系唔好好轻易好轻松就去即系有啲投诉咁。然之后捉完佢，跟住就渔护署咁就会杀咗佢。咁我觉得呢啲咁样嘅呢啲咩概念，我觉得应该要改变嘅。即系当然我同意嘅就系、是、某啲情况底下可能会对于街坊系有危险嘅。咁但系我相信咧喺極大部分嘅情況底下呢，其實嗰啲嘅野豬呢都唔係一啲想傷害人類，亦都冇任何攻擊性。咁但係即係當然我哋可以選擇即係斬草除根咁樣就永無後患，咁即係呢個係一個選擇嚟嘅。但係我覺得呢個選擇係一個好唔現實，亦都係好好夾硬嘅一個選擇。咁我亦都好希望呢，漁護署唔好咁輕鬆就將嗰句寫咗落去囉。唔該主席。
司马文宇，
Thanks for the response from AFCD, but I'd like to go a little bit further. We have 52 reports, and if I understand AFCD correctly, a great majority of that these reports come from Marwan and Stanley. And I also now understand that feeding by residents is a big problem. So I'm not sure whether this is my correct understanding. I could have it wrong. But I think then that means that the district council should be able to assist the AFCD in addressing the issue. And my point here is that we didn't know this. And that's the problem. And I hope that the AFCD can come up with a system of working with the district council. You know, those reports can simply be provided to us. They can be in our progress report for the DDEC, and we can see where the issues are, and then we can keep an eye on it. Alternatively, you know, you can work with the local district councillors to try to address the issue. But I have a feeling that one good way is to do with this to work with the district council and make sure we have regular reports of the reports made to you with the clear location marked, so that we can better understand, one, is there an increase? Two, where is the problem? Three, how can we assist? I hope you can respond on this practical suggestion.
Chun Yu,
系，唔该，主席。我好赞同头先司马文嗰个意见嘅。咁其实头先各位同事都讲咗，即系唔同嘅地点咧都有野猪嘅出现啦。咁我都可以分享一下。咁即系我自己个区啲南澳山咁，其实呢一个马里湾学校咧，其实上年嘅时候咧都有即系野猪嘅出没啦。咁始终咧都系学校嘅地方，咁甚至系捐咗入去学校入边添。咁啊侧边亦都系有呢一个加拿大国际学校啦。咁啲学生咧间唔中咧有啲学生就行落山咁样，咁即喺有咁多学童出没嘅一个地方入边有野猪出现啦，咁呢个当然咧系会即构成学校咧个方面嘅个担心，呢个好合理嘅。所以咧就即头先啦，司马文嗰个意见，我觉得系好好嘅意见，同埋咧就渔护处嗰边系应该提供埋即呢方面嘅一啲资料。其实嗰啲我相信都唔系一啲机密资料啦，你话翻俾个议会知道，话翻俾公众知道咧，究竟上年嘅时候或者系最近喺边啲地方咧，系曾经有野猪出没噶？咁可能咧，嗰个地方曾经出没过三四次嘅，咁或者系会唔会系固定喺边段时间出现？咁呢一类咁嘅资讯咧，我相信咧就对于可能当区啲议员嚟讲咧，咁系重要嘅。咁亦都系可能对于其他区啲议员嚟讲咧，可能佢自己区入边咧冇出现过有野猪，但系咧佢系喺可能个文件入边咧得知有呢方面嘅资讯嘅话咧，咁可能同啲市民去解释啊，或者系同令到啲居民冇咁慌张啊，冇咁担心嘅时候咧，咁呢啲咧，我相信都系渔护处系可以做到。咁但系咧就即系你睇翻嗰份嘅文件，即系俾到我哋嘅嗰啲资讯就真系好少啦。咁呢个咧就系我嘅意见，系唔该。
系朱应雄主席。
冇主席，我唔系咩意见，我只系对于嗰个标题咧，我有啲奇怪，点解会系斜坡上的野生动物咧？会唔会系个翻译上啲问题？系因为山坡上啊，个 slope 系咪意思系山坡，而唔系斜坡？斜坡我哋要理解啲土木工程处做嗰啲斜坡咧，斜坡点会有啲猪喺度棘嚟棘住咗咩？佢最多系野猫，即系点解会有啲野猪啊？即系我哋讲嘅好鬼多嘢。即係有少少，我估計英文嗰度可能應該係逆三波啊，咁就可能好啲咁樣。咁其實正確呢，主席，我覺得即係其實正確就應該喺我哋即係南區市區邊緣嘅一啲野生動物嘅出沒嗰啲，我哋去關注呢樣嘢應該係最正確嘅。即係比如司馬文議員用 slook 呢，就我覺得可能即係個中文可能用三波會啱啲。多謝主席。
我是同意的，斜坡的总而言之，实际应该是南区的野生动物的问题因为它不只是在斜坡才出现，它一些山地啊、草地啊那些地方都会出现，特别是蛇，它不会躝在斜坡那里，在修饰的里面以后注意一下。林耀珍议员，
麻烦主席，
咁其實咧就漁農呢度漁農處呢度咧就話佢哋一年總共係有17次嘅調查啦。咁我都想問一下有冇響鴨脷洲玉桂山，因為玉桂山咧都有野豬出現嘅。咁我哋都收到居民一啲投訴，咁所以我都想問翻嘅，因為其實啲居民都真係好驚嘅，即係嗰只野豬咁走咗出嚟，因為朝頭早係五六點鐘嗰陣時咧就行山嗰陣時咧就出沒嘅啊嗰啲野豬，唔該。
张石雄议员，
唔该主席。其实都听到同事讲啦，其实唔系正系赤柱有呢个情况出现嘅。我记得喺12月19日嘅时间咧，都收到利东村咧就有野猪出现啦。咁咧就另外咧即系我哋南分区委员会秘书咧都即时咧通知渔护处。我系赞成咧同事讲咧系全面性咧，即系有野猪出没嘅地方咧系会通知我哋议员。正正咧就系有啲斜坡啊，或者系正话好似有议员讲玉桂山，我觉得你哋如果系有呢个情况咧，或者系你哋都会话俾一啲管理公司即系做啲宣传，我觉得你可以出啲宣传。即是话呢度咧会有野猪出现嘅，但即建议即啲居民或者市民见到咧系要点样做。咁其实我记得咧喺12月有一晚咧，我都收到一个居民嘅电话咧，就系正正喺海洋公园附近咧，又系见到即系佢哋仲系好惊咁话，哎呀有出现。咁我都当时教咗佢哋咧，就话我你一系咧就打1823啦。咁我建议系你哋系知道有嗰个地方咧，有呢个机会有出现嘅咧，就多做一个宣传，咁即系通知啲居民小心咁。唔该，主席。
欧乐轩言。
多謝主席，都可以分享一下啲經即係一啲經歷啦，係啦，咁俾各位議員。咁玉桂山係的確有野豬嘅，係啦，你喺嗰邊嗰度見到。我哋嗰邊都見到啦，咁因為我唔知係咪同一隻啦，咁隻豬都係走，因為咧，我覺得有啲奇妙嘅經歷就係佢一出現咗，咁就唔同嘅街坊嘅零零散散喺咩度 send 啲相過嚟，咁好似 trace 住佢點樣行咁樣，咁但係其實的確係對於好多街坊嚟講係不安嘅，因為例如話我有其中有一個街坊咧，就直情係上埋玉桂山啦，即係爬山咗個玉桂山啦，咁上埋去之後就佢話佢俾野豬追，咁就有啲恐慌，咁但係我覺得的確其實係。唔同嘅住喺利東村又好，或者我哋又好，其實就算我都好咯，我都係上嘅一課嘅。咁上一課嘅意思就話點樣嚟到去面對呢一個問題？咁我反而我直接啲問咧，就係話大家都明白其實係唔希望漁護署即係輕率地話出呢個狩獵隊咧嚟到去狩獵呢野豬嘅。咁而你見到其實而家都有好多關注組，例如話香港野豬關注組啲成日打電話嚟同你嗰邊講話唔好咁做啦，係啦。咁其實會唔會未來即係你哋部門都可以諗下？嗰個角色係可以擺重啲落去一啲社區宣傳，例如話如果你地方係出現咗咁嘅問題的時候，咁可以多啲做廣泛宣傳，因為我見佢哋嗰啲角色係成日就喺街度派佢哋嗰啲單張啊，即係嗰啲關注組成日喺街度派單張話啊，大家唔使驚㗎，嗱呢個係啲同啲野豬偶遇，咁一般都唔會襲擊你，咁講好多呢咁嘅知識俾大家。其實呢啲嘢政府都可以做啊，咁會唔會可以諗下可以做到呢一方面嘅嘢咧？
徐宇華燕。
唔好意思，我簡單嘅補充呢，就其實即係上一次嗰個野豬出沒嘅事件出現之後呢，就漁護署其實個跟進都係非常之迅速，即係係快捷嘅，咁令到呢就即係學校嗰方面呢冇咁擔心，亦都即係令到我上返一堂呢，即係有啲小冊子俾我即係睇返呢，當遇到呢個野豬嘅時候應該點樣去應對呀，咁亦都係咁其實呢類咁嘅資訊，如果唔係區入面有單咁樣嘅意外，有啲咁嘅野豬出現嘅時候，可能我一世都唔會知喎。咁就呢類我 相信呢唔單止我一個人嘅經驗啦，我相信呢就可能區入面啲居民呢都係咁樣樣，即係佢可能完全唔知道呢當有野豬出現嘅時候，當佢面對住一隻野豬嘅時候呢，佢應該點樣去應對。咁呢個亦都即係頭先呢司馬文都有咁樣提出相關啲問題，咁所以即係公眾教育各方面呢係應該做得足少少，好似今次阿石生嚟到嘅時候即係講解返即係文件啦，咁但係呢就如果你係可以即係派埋啲小冊子俾我哋，其實我上次即係你有同事上埋我 office 咁同我上返一堂15分鐘咁樣講解返即係相關啲資訊，如果其實對我嚟講好有用嘅，即係我可以同你居民去解釋返，咁但係呢樣嘢呢我相信呢就即係唔單止你可以喺議會入面即係叫做係教育一下我哋啲在座同事之餘嘅話呢，可以喺地區入面呢都係可以教育一下即係多少少公眾即係呢方面嘅資訊，咁嘅話就可以即係達到起碼羅建熙所講嘅可能人同動物之間嗰個關係會更加和諧啦，唔該。
楊永仁委員。
唔該主席，其實我自己住喺赤柱啦，咁其實漁農署可能一年有收48宗見野豬，我半年都唔知見48隻野豬喺赤柱出沒㗎啦。咁其實佢哋已經開始唔好派人啦，所以我覺得因為我自己跑步時見到野豬喺對面啦，咁佢哋已經唔再驚人，我覺得係咪其實應該要盡快去設置圍欄分隔人同豬呢？其實我好贊成好多議員就話其實人已經同野豬可以共存，咁其實係嘅，我都唔贊成咁快話有咩要去搵野豬隊去狩獵咗佢哋，咁其實我諗我赤柱嗰度其實個情況係咪唔可以再等話直當佢哋有攻擊人嘅情況之下先去設置圍欄呢？唔該主席。
好，我諗都討論到差唔多啦，好嘛，而家請石生嚟回應好嗎？
多謝主席。咁首先喺度同大家講聲抱歉先，我冇帶返呢嗰52宗個案嗰個分佈出嚟俾大家。咁我可以呢之後呢補返呢再俾大家嘅。咁講返點解我咁多講赤柱，因為近排我哋真係收到幾多嗰邊嘅個案嘅。其實仲有講到玉桂山啊，或者係其他地方都我哋都收到嘅個案嘅。咁我用赤柱嚟做一個例子，講返我哋漁護署點去處理呢個案呢。其實早喺8月嘅時候呢，我哋收到呢陳議員嘅轉介㗎喇。咁講到呢赤柱方面嘅野豬出沒呢非常之犀利嘅，咁有好多野豬出沒嘅，咁我哋就搵埋食環署呢一齊呢去到呢個赤柱做咗一個一齊做咗一個實地調查啦，亦都即係大家分享返即係需要有啲咩嘅跟進嘅工作啦。咁我好同意嘅就係呢，首先第一我哋會發現呢主要係一啲市民呢去餵飼野豬而引致到一個問題嚟，咁所以首先喺餵飼方面我哋要工作要做啦，咁亦都有啲宣傳嘅工作要做啦，翻附近嘅居民啦，咁亦都冇錯個欄杆嗰度啦，亦都覺得係需要，咁好多謝地政總署嘅同事啦，咁佢哋都聯絡緊咧 Highway 嘅其他政府部門啦，包括咗 Highway Department 咧，佢哋咧去咧加建翻一啲地方，加建一翻啲欄杆或者圍欄嘅。咁其實喺呢個個案我哋都收咗好多宗個案嘅，咁但係我哋都唔會呢好冒冒然咁就安排野豬狩獵隊去做狩獵嘅。咁我哋都會睇返個情況啦，研究返點解嗰個野豬會出現啦，亦都睇下有冇一啲相對嘅措施可以去做啦。咁其實到而家好啦，或者2014年都好呢，南區呢我哋都冇安排過任何狩獵行動，因為呢個狩獵行動呢我相信呢係呢係一個我哋最後一個嘅選擇嚟嘅，咁亦都係當所有嘅方法都冇效啦，而呢一個野豬真係造成一啲好嚴重嘅問題嘅時候呢，或者造成一啲實質嘅破壞嘅時候呢，我哋先會考慮嘅。咁喺到而家我哋暫時都冇考慮過呢喺馬灣嗰度安排呢個狩獵行動，因為始終我哋都會覺得呢嗰個位置係主要嘅問題嚟嘅。咁所以我哋都有派同除咗我哋搵食環署嘅同事去跟進之外呢，咁佢哋考慮返有啲人餵飼野豬嘅時候造成一啲環境嘅破壞衛生嘅破壞嘅時候，佢哋做一啲檢控行動啦。咁我哋都去做一啲呢教育嘅行動嘅。咁我哋都去到啲佢哋餵飼嘅黑點掛咗一啲大型嘅橫額啦，提醒返啲市民啦，亦都見到啲餵飼嘅人嘅時候呢，我哋同事呢都會去呢盡量去同佢講解返個問題啦。其實喺過去呢我哋漁護署亦都去到呢馬灣兩個屋苑呢嘅管業處呢去做一啲呢 直接做一啲宣传教育嘅工作嘅，亦都教翻咧嗰度嘅管理公司咧，遇到如果有市民同佢哋即系遇到呢啲嘢注意问题嘅时候咧，到底可以俾啲咩建议佢哋啦？亦都摆低一啲小册子咧，方便佢哋咧，可以如果有市民查询嘅时候，可以交俾佢哋啦。咁其实如果你大家如果需要攞啲小冊子嘅時候呢，我係可以在之後呢去到大家嘅office 嗰度呢拎啲小冊子俾大家嘅。咁亦都我再講返，我之後會補充返一個個案嘅一個分佈嘅地點嘅。咁到時呢大家可以參考下，有需要嘅時候可以通知我呢，咁我哋可以呢再拎埋一啲小冊子俾大家嘅。咁呢關於羅燕仲都講到啦，即係都有好多關注嘅團體，佢哋都咧認為咧，即係我哋唔好冒冒然去射曬野豬，呢個我哋明白嘅，我哋都有一直同佢哋有跟進嘅。咁其實我哋好多時候，我哋嗰個教育嘅工作咧，會咧集中咧擺喺一啲即係有向我哋求助嘅市民咧，咁我哋先至咧同佢做教育。其實我哋咧都希望能夠咧，即係盡量將呢一個教育嘅層面咧擴闊。咁所以我哋都會睇翻咧，如果一啲地區我哋收到一啲市民咧話有啲野豬出門咧，其實我哋過往嘅做法咧就會聯絡附近嘅管業公司嘅，即係會睇翻個管業公司啊，了解翻個野豬出沒嘅情況啦，亦都希望咧即係擺低啲小冊子俾佢哋嘅。咁之後我哋都可以咧考慮咧揾各位議員幫手，咁希望咧如果有需要，有市民問到嘅時候，我哋都有第一手嘅資料交俾大家，可以大家直接幫手有機會嘅話向啲市民講解嘅。咁我哋都可以揾我哋都好樂意咧去做呢一個公眾嘅教育嘅。咁咧其實咧喺多睇下先。咁咧係咧，其實玉桂山嗰度我哋都有咧派喺上個禮拜五咧都有派同事落去睇翻嗰個野豬嘅情況嘅。咁我哋同事咧上個禮拜五亦都睇咗赤柱嗰個野豬嘅情況，我哋一次過去即係幾個黑點咁啦，咁我哋都會一次過派同事去睇嘅。咁睇翻嗰個野豬匯報出門嗰個時間啦，如果係夜晚嘅時候咧，咁我哋都會派同事咧四點鐘咧去到夜晚咧十點鐘嘅，咁又喺每一個地點盡量留翻喺嗰度觀察翻個野豬嘅情況啦。咁如果見到即係有啲人喂嘅時候，我哋都因為始終佢哋冇違反我哋漁護處嘅條例，咁所以我哋就冇辦法做一啲執法嘅行動嘅。我哋咧就只係教育翻佢哋嘅啫。咁如果我哋見到一啲情況係即係有人破壞咗個環境嘅衞生咧，都會轉介翻咧相關嘅部門去跟進嘅。咁至於咧，咁我大致上回复咗。
好，嗱，我哋就住南区嘅野生动物嘅一个问题咧，就即系我哋嘅委员都发表咗好多意见。总嘅嚟讲咧，我谂即系从发言嘅委员喺里面，基本上大家都系持有一种即系乐于见到我哋南区有多样化嘅一个生态环境，仲睇到有比较多嘅一啲野生动物可以喺呢度栖息繁衍。咁即係讨论里面冇话边一个哇呢、這个要赶尽杀绝啦，即係咁样，大家都乐于见到南区仲有一个咁嘅即係野生动物嘅即係少少嘅落土啦。当然由于城市嘅发展即係令到野生動物棲息嘅地方不斷減少，受到破壞。咁佢出到嚟咧，揾食咧就造成一啲滋擾，同埋破壞個環境咧，亦都係一個事實存在嘅問題。咁而家咧就我諗兩個方面啦，一個方面咧就係、是有針對性咁樣對一啲野豬，特別係野豬蛇，好似講得比較少一啲嚇。野豬出沒嘅地方咧，針對性比較嚴重一啲，就採取一啲相應嘅措施，譬如圍欄啊或者咩，係嘛？就唔好一刀切。玉桂山你走去揾啲圍欄遮，第一個不可能，第二個真係就唔掂嘅。所以具體地方具體去處理，係嘛？去解決呢個咁嘅滋擾嘅問題，教育嗰啲居民咧，即係唔好去餵飼嗰啲野豬。另一方面咧，就係喺一啲有野豬出沒嘅一啲地區咧，我就建議咧，你可以咁樣，即係除咗嗰啲管業處啊，或者嗰啲屋苑嘅之外咧，可以加強同當區嘅區議員嗰種合作，等佢哋，反正佢成日都派單張噶啦，係嘛？ 咁即係即係呢啲即係對於野豬出沒嘅裏面，我哋應該抱持一個態度，即係點樣大家和平共處。一方面啊，就唔好傷及到嘅野豬，另一方面又唔好傷及到人嘅生命同埋財產，兩個方面保持一個平衡。咁呢度咧就可以借助當區嘅議員多做一啲功夫，我覺得係比較有成效。至於有啲區根本你不可能見到野豬嗰啲，咁你喺嗰度派好多啲咁嘅資料咧，又唔係咁切實際嘅。我諗喺南區裏邊咧，可以根據呢度具體嚟處理，好嘛？好，結束呢個議程。